royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. I'm your host, Jay, with my fearful buddy, Dan. Fearful. Are you fearful? You're fearless, buddy, Dan, I guess is like the side of it. So,
your hetero life mate.
You know what? I've decided to we're done with that title. We're moving on.
It's not up for you to decide, Jay.
It really is. It is.
It really isn't.
Yes. So welcome everybody to another episode of this craziness. It's like Groundhog Day. What's that, Dan?
This is our 6th month of doing Exotica TV.
6th month. So
26 weeks we've been doing this shit.
So Dan, here's the funny thing.
It's not funny.
It's funny that you say that, because I was going back through in April, I spoiled one of our guests.
Dude, we've been announcing it all week who's on the
fucking show. Fine. So April O'Neill was on one of our first episodes called Fork You. And so Dan, I was like perusing this thing, and I was seeing, you know, checking out an old episode or whatever, and I'm gonna put this up live for everybody to see. This was what we looked like at this point with, you know, going through all of this shit. Like, you were fully unshaven. I hadn't had a haircut in like, you know, however long. So I had full baseball hat on. Don't ask me about the t-shirt. I don't even know what's going on with that. But like, look at us. We look like two homeless dudes just like hosting a TV show.
We kind of were.
The ironic
thing is now as the weeks go on, we're dangerously closer to becoming homeless.
I think jobless was one of the things. I don't know about homeless. By the way, I'm repping my Exotica thing today. I got my no free tables on. These are usually our move-in t-shirts so that I can tell our exhibitors that we're not giving them anything for free. So what's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. I mean, what have you been doing this week? Killing lantern flies?
No. You know what I have been doing, though?
What?
Wait for it. Oh, there it is.
Mr. Zilla. We'll talk about
Mr. Zilla. That's what I've been doing all week. It's our new deal. So, you know, Exotica, for as long as we kind of need to, like, you know, live our lives without Exotica, which hopefully is not very long, but...
The Happy Hour could be sponsored by Mr. Zilla.
Yeah, it's about to become all Mr. Zilla all day, every day, until we can finally open our doors again.
Not temporary, or whatever our tagline is going to be.
I don't even know. We're going to be a company without a tagline. Anyways, so...
Tagline.
Yeah, fuck the tagline. We're going back to Exotica. All right,
dude,
so...
It's been a crazy week since last week. So, like, we signed off last week, and, like, an hour after we signed off, so here we were, like, getting lit, having fun. And then we got the news that RBG passed away. That sucked. It was a depressing week. You know who else died this week?
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Dan. Nothing like depression on a feel-good, happy Friday show.
Remember the Road Warriors?
I do. Yeah.
Animal died this week.
So I forgot that there were two of them, and so I just assumed that they died together.
Died a few years ago.
Okay. You know,
Gail Sayers died.
Yeah.
Jackie Stallone died.
Dan.
It's just depressing.
Seriously. Like,
about 183 lantern flies died at your hand.
It's true. In Philadelphia, we have a lantern fly infestation. And I take like a break every 20 minutes to go outside and hit them with my shoe.
I'll be talking to Jay, and he will be sitting there hitting him with shoes. I hear his wife down. Like, he says his wife just walks around killing him.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. They're everywhere. Like, and by the way, if you don't have them yet, they're coming for you. Like, a couple years ago, those things.
I think they're afraid to come into Jersey because Jersey is just so dirty.
The air would kill them.
They're
instantly
afraid to come.
They
here
die when they fly over the area. Over the river.
Anyway, poor Jersey. You know what? Today is we do our national. So it was National Daughters Day.
Okay.
You know, we both have daughters, so that was very sweet. It's also National Lobster Day, okay. National Math Storytelling Day, whatever the fuck that is.
That's
National Comic Book Day, which will make April happy. National One Hit Wonder Day, National Tune Up Day, National Quesadilla Day, Jay. So have a quesadilla.
You know what? I'm in.
You're in.
Okay.
But enough about this. I mean,
enough about quesadillas. What a segue. Yeah, this is like the one thing that has happened in the last 6 months is obviously the upstep of professionalism, because this shit is like
professional. I have a ring light that I paid $7.99 for on Amazon.
Oh, which also reminds me.
Look at
our
shit. I'm like a cam person.
No, you're not. A cam person actually has a real ring light. Like,
dude, this is real. It's not imaginary.
So we also had collected some like tips and stuff from Exotica TV, you know, all of, to the tune of like all of, what was it, Dan?
It was like $77.
$77. So as of, I decided we were trying to figure out what to do with all of these things. And so I decided that I would just roll the dice, throw them all into Bitcoin and see what happened. And Dan, today I can happily report that we have lost 7% of our income for a whopping total of $68.
You suck.
$68, Dan. Yep.
Life savings to gamble with.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes. You and your fucking Erythium or whatever the fuck it's called. What's it called, Jay?
Ethereum. Yes.
Ethereum.
Yeah, let's not bore us with the details. All I can say is we're going to be rich soon. So just hold on, Dan. Hold on.
If anybody sees along the bottom of the screen, I think it's going this way or this way. I don't know.
This way. It's going towards you.
Just a tip. So you go to streamlabs.com/exotica.
Yeah.
And you can donate money to our cause.
Yeah, Dan will take his shirt off. Dan's going to get naked. Show you his wiener. He's
pay me not to get naked.
He's like Aaron Carter. He's going to show his junk on camera. Or do the helicopter, Dan. Woo! You see it?
We should make it a point not to. We'll talk about.
Right, listen, I'm tired of drinking with you. Let's bring in the other drinking party.
So, look, they're laughing in the background
because they did not hear the instructions leading into the 3 minutes of instructions that we gave them to be quiet until we brought them in. But that's okay. You know what?
We would like to introduce two women that don't listen.
That's good. That's actually a good quality to have.
Cam Star for Chatterbait. You've seen her here on Exotica TV. The other one is a failed pastry chef, now a porn star, who has no relation to anybody from the Ninja Turtles
or the New York Yankees.
O'Neal and Mel Kush. What's up, ladies?
Yay!
Okay, now we can let the lights out.
Yeah, please.
To be fair, we didn't say a word, but it's not our fault. I hear you just laughed.
That's okay.
Actually, this show, like Jimmy Fallon would be on, or whoever, and yeah, you just hear like the one or two people in the studio talking or laughing. Jay, what is that? Like a pterodactyl just flew past?
Dude, I have a fly in here, and it's literally like the size of a goddamn like small bird. Like
right before we went live, I was like shooing a fly out of the bedroom. I was like getting my dog out, chasing after it, like get it out of here.
The hunt is on, Dan. The hunt is on. The next time that fucking thing comes near me, I'm going for it.
You guys need one of those like electric fly swatters.
So I just bought the the salt gun.
Oh.
You know, like you get to shoot salt at them or whatever. And I'm such a sucker because they literally, like, you know, the salt gun, it was like fucking $55 or whatever to like shoot a freaking, you know.
Take away your Amazon.
I know, seriously.
Like go everywhere.
But it's just like a couple grains or whatever. But you know,
I've never heard of this.
But I bought the branded salt that the salt company or that the gun company sells because they said that that was the best kind of salt to kill them with. I'm thinking it might have been an overpurchase, but like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm all because what?
Was
how
it many some, like nice pink Hawaiian sea salt? Coarse kosher salt.
I don't know. I don't probably.
Kosher salt is good. I mean, it's kosher thicker. Salt doing it.
Right.
So, Jay, go to your Amazon right now. I just want to see something. I'm curious. And you guys can play along if you want here. Go to your Amazon account, right?
Okay.
Go to your orders.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And look up the past 6 months.
Oh, no. That's...
My orders or purchased by others?
In 2020, how many orders have you put through this year?
Oh, no.
I don't even...
let's see.
I don't know if I'm willing to admit 70, this.
76 orders in the past 6 months.
In the past 6 months?
Yes.
Oh, not bad.
I can't search in the last 6 months.
Wait. Yeah. I'll just do 2020.
I'm doing 2020.
I'll do 2022. 123.
Ooh, I got you beat. 163.
I have you both beat. I have 194.
Yeah!
Oh my god, I feel like the underdog here. I'm at 21, and three of those were gifts.
But I got to imagine.
I'm very ashamed of this, by the way. But I do. Wait, do my groceries count?
Well, yeah, some of my shit is like toilet paper and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, like
Amazon Canada sucks. There's nothing on it. You guys
you're in Canada?
Everything. Yeah, I'm in Montreal.
Oh, that shit, you don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It happens all the time.
Dude, okay, she's, I'm not going to lie. So lucky. She's in the place to be right about now.
You're so safe right now.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, as far as Canada goes, we're probably the least safe city in the least safe province, but I'll still take it.
But seriously.
That's pretty much
better than where we're at.
That is the case in Montreal, isn't it?
Pardon me?
What are we drinking here? Because it's happy hour. What are you drinking, Mel?
I'm drinking a Moscow Mule.
Moonshine. I like it.
April?
I have a pre-made old fashioned that my friend makes. He does these like...
What's up with the ball jars? Everybody's got ball jars.
Well, he delivers them in these. So like, he like drops it off at your doorstep and he makes these pre-made ones at home. So it's... it doesn't say. But it's basically like an old fashioned. I think that he used like walnut bitters.
Dude, that's like...
And like I think a chocolate...
We've already moved past the weed delivery and we're going back to retro alcohol delivery. It's like records becoming a thing again.
It's cool too, because like if you order from him a couple times, if you give him back like the mason jars, he'll give you a discount on your next order. Like how like milkmen where you just have to like leave the bottles and they would replace it.
That's amazing. Like that's actually a great idea.
My vanilla vodka ginger ale combination today.
Ooh.
It tastes like a cream soda. The problem was I put too much vodka in the first time.
No such thing.
Well, no, there really wasn't. Because the balance was also, I had to chug that one and then remake it. So now I got the balance.
Which actually is why we didn't call you into this show until like 4:55. Because literally, Dan and I are like shooting the shit and all of a sudden drinking a beer. And we look up and we're like, oh my God, the show starts in 5 minutes. Oh, man. Well, I am drinking Fly Blood. And washing it down with Peroni. So, American Fly Blood Italian beer. And by the way, the other beauty of this is that, look at this, I have a cooler just sitting right next to the desk. So, like, I'm fully prepared. Like,
nice.
Quarantine taught me one thing, man, and that was don't ever run out of booze.
Be prepared.
I'm really obsessed with, like, hard kombucha.
Okay.
And the place that I ordered it from... Like, you can only get, I think, like, 24 at a time. So I just have, like, fully stocked, just way too much kombucha.
That's awesome. Wait, it's hard kombucha?
Hard kombucha, yeah.
So it tastes even worse? What? I wonder what... You gotta wait.
What's your thought,
I don't know if this is a bad question to ask. Have you ever drank kombucha, Jay?
I can't say I really have.
I tried kombucha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, look at that.
Flying. Yeah, we're
like nothing in it.
What tastes worse, kombucha or semen?
Depends on the flavor of kombucha.
Oh, I actually thought that was going to go the other way.
Some kombucha is not very good. I actually don't like kombucha, but I like the alcoholic version.
Okay.
Yeah, like one of my friends is obsessed with kombucha for like hangovers. He swears by it as like a miracle hangover cure. I personally have tasted semen way more often in my life, and I guess prefer the taste because I've had kombucha exactly once, and not so great.
It's fucking nasty. That's why I asked it. I've had kombucha once and semen zero times, and that
he's lying to you.
Going to stay exactly
you
that way.
Semen at least once, like for comparison.
Yeah, come on. You can't be asking this question without knowing the answer yourself.
It's for science.
Would you ever eat monkey brains?
Ooh. Sure. Never had monkey brains. I've had monkey brains. Would I?
Because by your sense of reasoning, you should try monkey brains at least once.
I will eat anything once if it's put in front of me. I will try it.
Yeah, so we have this restaurant here called Pied de Cochon, which translates to pig's foot. And they have something called a cabanestic, which is like... it's like a rural spot where you go and like eat maple like on snow, and you have like a nice
sugar on snow. Love
yeah,
that shit.
Kind of thing. But these guys, they have, it's a really decadent restaurant, and they have a Cabanesque version. And you go there and you eat whatever they put in front of you. And it is like a 12 or 13 course meal. And they come out, one time we went, and it was this big platter of like stuff I've never eaten. And like it's stuff like tongue and marrow and brain. And you know, you try a little bit of everything. I mean, you have nothing to lose. You're there for the experience, right? So monkey brains, you know. I'd probably try it.
I totally agree.
You don't have to finish it, right? It's not like a survivor type thing.
His wife is like hardcore Chinese. So like she eats
hardcore
like
Chinese, like she's Chinese.
No, like they go to Chinatown in Philly, and we went to dim sum with them one time, and like my girlfriend's just, you know, completely freaking like animal lover, doesn't eat meat. She'll eat chicken and fish, but
because, you know, fuck those animals.
I thought she was gonna just like throw up or murder somebody just by watching, because there's Jay's like little fucking at the time, like, you know, 5-year-old son, like chowing on chicken feet.
Yeah, well, I went to dinner with one of my Chinese friends, and we had like a big multi-course dinner, and at the end there's a full fish, and she goes and digs right in and takes that fish eyeball and eats it. And I was like, oh wow, that's interesting. And I must have had enough glasses of wine for me to think this was a fantastic idea.
Eat the eyeball.
So here I go, there's another eyeball on the other side, and I tell you what, it wasn't even that bad.
Dude.
There's like a hard bit in the middle that you don't eat, but the rest is almost like it's like marrow. It's very melty. It's like butter, and then the casing, it's almost like that popcorn shit that gets stuck in your teeth.
Yep.
It's almost like that.
It's weird, you know. I am like 100% like cheeseburger pizza guy. Like I was never like raised with like crazy foods. You know, we had like some Mexican food and stuff when I was younger, and like, you know, some stuff, but like I was definitely like, you know, straight up all American. And when I married my wife, like I went to Chinatown for the first time in my life. And you really, the big thing is like, you just have to be willing to like try anything and don't get freaked out by like either the view of it or the texture of it. Like, you know, so a lot of that stuff, you know, and by the way, there are still chicken feet, I can't do. I hate little bones. That's, like little bones. Yeah.
Texture is like a big thing for me.
Yeah. Like,
it's got a weird texture. Even if it tastes great,
tripe, like that type of stuff, like where you got to really chew it and like whatever. Yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to pass on it. Like, I get where people eat it and whatever, but you really just got to kind of like, you know, try everything. The very first time I ever ate real Chinese food in Chinatown, my wife and I have been dating for like 3 weeks, and she's like, hey, let's go to Chinatown. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I'm down. We go rolling in, and as the door opens, she said, oh, by the way, we're eating with my parents. I had never met her parents. I had never planned to meet her parents. Like, she's Chinese and you know, born in America. Her parents are not. And like, that was just, it added a whole different ripple to it and whatever. And
she,
I walked.
That,
oh, she just like, as we were walking in the door, she was like, yeah, by the way, my parents are here, they're right there, like we're having dinner. So we ate, we sit down, and her dad hands me a menu all in Chinese, 100%, like, and asked me what I want to eat, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was the most terrifying. I no forks, like straight up chopsticks. I probably had like 3 bites of food that night, because like I couldn't eat with chopsticks, and I was too scared to like ask for a fork. So yeah. But it was like, then after that, you know, it's kind of like a trial by fire, and everything else is kind of easy. Now I like trying like weird stuff, unless I'm super hungry.
Except when you're high and it's like late. We went to, so we do the show, right? And you guys have been to the shows. It's great. Cause yeah, we're going, you get to see different cities. You know, Jay and I are usually in town, like, you know, 3 or 4 days before everybody else gets out of there to do the planning and the setups and oversee a bunch of shit. And yeah, so we usually make it a point to go out to eat with somebody. And we're in like Chicago, and our old sales director was there with us, and he's Mr. like Fufu, you know, and Jay's buddy from Texas was there too, who's equally foodie Fufu. And we're like high and hungry, and it's been a long day, and we just want to eat like some fucking pizza and burgers and shit. Oh, we're going to go to this fucking place that, you know. And we go there, and they just start like, and Shirley from Chatterbait was with us too.
Yeah. We're like, come on, man, we're hungry. We're dying here. Like,
they bring out like fucking, I don't know what it was, like grasshoppers or, It was like some weird ass shit.
They was just one of those places where you'd order, you know, a $20 dish and it comes out and it's like three bites in a plate, amazingly prepared, amazing food. But like at the end of the day, like there are times where I just, yeah, I'm just trying to like sit down and like fucking munch, you know, like, yeah.
And we just left. And we just went to McDonald's and we just like ordered like a we got free balloons from the place and just tied them all over to his fucking door. I mean, it was just,
we actually got two parking tickets that night in the two cars that we were driving, and those parking tickets followed me for like 2.5 years, and they finally showed up in an office, and instead of being like $50, they were like $450 a piece. I'm just like, oh my god. Seriously. Yeah.
So have you mastered chopsticks yet, Jay?
Yeah.
What's that?
Have you mastered chopsticks yet?
Oh, I'm a chopstick master at this point. Okay, like good. I'm beyond good at it. In fact, it's kind of like
rubber band around it.
No. And like my daughter who's 11 is like a whiz at them. My son who's 8 has no interest. He's just like, yeah, whatever. I got really good at them really fast, but we ate in Chinatown like 3 nights a week, so I kind of like, you know, lots of practice. So
dude, my dog is like across the room from me just sitting there and staring at me.
Creepy.
Probably him.
Yeah, what kind of dog you have?
Got in the edibles.
He's a lab mix thing. She's awesome. She turned 10 this week.
Go pet her.
At a party. My daughter made her a dog cake.
A dog cake?
A little hat on her.
Did you feed the dog the cake?
Yeah, it's a cake. It's a recipe just for dogs.
It's meant for dogs.
Some
yeah.
of the shit that people, like, the pet industry is an amazing thing. No, I get it. I'm not saying, like, I've had dogs. We celebrated their birthdays. Like, I've done all that stuff. Like, continue to.
It's a lucrative business.
But it's amazing what people, like, I actually did a pet show before I started Exotica. One of the first shows that I ever did was the original New York Pet Show or some shit at Madison Square Garden. And
look how cute she is.
I got,
baby.
Sorry, Jay, go on.
She's humping you.
Hi. Oh, hello. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, if you're single, you need to have a dog. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like.
Yeah, like one of my girlfriends makes, she sews and she takes people's photos of people's pets, and she makes pillows out of them, out of random scraps of material she has lying around. And they are so well done. She can charge like $100 for these cushions that she custom makes. And there's a lot of love that goes in them, but like people will pay. Like, I'm like, girl, I'm like, you could charge double and people will probably still pay for that. Like, they're amazing.
I'm going to ask for that link later, because I really want one now.
I'll let you know.
I make a lot of jokes. We had a dog, a little beagle that we had forever, and the running joke as he got really old was like, buddy has $1,000 price tag on him. Like, if he goes to the vet and you need more than $1,000, like, listen, man, you're 14 years old. Like, sorry. And we made that joke forever and ever. And then one day he had a seizure. We had to bring him in, and the doctor was like, well, you know, like, we're going to hold on to him for like 24 hours. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. What, you know, we need a deposit of like what you could possibly need. I came in and I was just like, you know, multiple times more than like what the price tag was. But the kicker was we ended up having to put him down by the end of the day. And we got the final vet bill, and it was $1,001. So ultimately, Buddy like had like the last laugh that like he got me to spend more than $1,000 on him.
And then when he died, we lost our head of human resources for the company.
Yeah, he was actually really the head of Exotica's human resources.
I actually got kicked out of a vet's office one time for yelling at some people who didn't want to like resuscitate their dog in case something happened. They made me wait outside.
Like, excuse me, ma'am.
Have you ever considered CBD for, you know, your dog is bad, or was it just like a last, like, final stage of life seizure?
Buddy had he was like rocking and rolling right up until he wasn't. And like, I went to bring the kids to school one day, and I heard like this weird noise under the table, and I looked down there, and he was like, you know, all over the place. That's and it so just, hard. It cooked him. So like he came into the room, went to the wall, took a right and just went around the room against the wall, like just circled. Like he had nothing behind his eyes. Like he was just like, he was fully unwired. So it was like, okay. Like,
this guy telling you the story is the same guy that just spent a couple of grand on a fucking bicycle, a stationary bicycle for his house.
What difference is that?
Pedaling to nowhere against a wall.
I did. I just, I got it 2 days ago. So look, wait, you ready? Here's my other view.
You should do the rest of, Jay, you should do the rest of the show on the Peloton.
Did you get yours? How long did it take you to get yours delivered?
Like 2.5 months. Something like it was well what it was like when I realized that, you know, obviously we're not going back to gyms anytime soon, right? Like that's I'm not trying to go back. So it was like, all right, you know, we spend $100 as a family, we spend $100 a month on a gym membership. Like what could we do that, you know, whatever? And from everything I read with the Peloton, I was kind of like, I was excited by it. Like Dan picks on me because he says my vagina chafes on the seat. But at the end of the day,
padded bike shorts.
She's more concerned about your vagina, not that you don't have a vagina.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Michelle's essentially agreeing with me.
I got one, so I looked into this to make sure that my vagina doesn't hurt. So I just have all this information.
Yes. So, well, but I enjoy, like, I like spin classes, as ridiculous as people, you know.
Said you had a vagina.
But I mean, whatever. Like, it's, dude, they're awesome. Like, you can just like go in and like, and the fact that it's at your house, like, you just kind of whatever. It's pretty cool.
Doing yoga.
I was like iffy on getting one, and then the whole fires thing happened, and like we couldn't even really go outside without getting poisoned by the actual air. So it's like, fine, I'll get some inside exercise stuff.
Yeah. You know what?
So you're out in LA now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how is it out there? Because
it's better now, but for like a week, like you really, it smelled like you were next to a campfire anytime you went outside. Like my hair, I would come back inside from walking my dog and you could still smell the smoke in my hair, like I had been sitting next to a campfire.
It was like a week ago, we actually could, I don't know if it hit up in Montreal, but we could actually just like
there was,
yeah, you could see like the smoke. Yeah. Like the air quality out here was bad for a couple of days, and it made like really funky sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah, I woke up that morning right at sunrise, and it was like this like crazy defined fireball. The sun, there was no glow or anything, and I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, neat. And I took a couple pictures, and I realized it was the smoke coming in from out west, and I was like, holy shit, like that explains it. But yeah,
it's kind of so bad for thinking it was pretty.
Yeah,
it must have something to do with the crescent moon.
This year is just fucked up.
I could just imagine what you guys are going through out west like that. Like, it seems intense.
I mean, I've just been inside for like 6 months, so it really wasn't that much different.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I've been here.
Exactly what I was going to say. I mean, not even just since COVID, but even before that. I mean, COVID didn't really change my lifestyle a whole lot. Like, I see less of my friends, but that's pretty much it.
I go to bar plus, I guess, but now all the bars deliver, so.
Right, like your friend with the drinks. That's fucking awesome.
He's actually a bartender at a bar that, like, closed, and this is, like, his side hustle, so.
So Jersey sucks because, I mean, like, Philly, I mean, Jay's probably got a guy that may or may not deliver weed to him.
Oh, he does.
Is it legal there?
No, it's decriminalized, but it's.
So Jersey, I have a medical card. I have to. Yeah, you guys are totally legal.
Countrywide.
You guys have delivery services. I have a fucking, like, a valid.
They have Justin Trudeau, and we have Donald Trump, okay? So this is like, let's just throw this out there. Like, this is the difference. Like, they have a dude that, like, every dude yearns to be. And we have a dude that everybody wants to see die of a heart attack. Like, it's, you know.
Dude, the best was Saturday Night Live. I was just watching one of the Saturday Night Lives, and they had, like, you know, all the guys, you know, and, you know, so you had. You have Trump, and then you have Jesus Christ, I'm high. Boris from Boris Johnson from UK.
UK, yep.
The Prime Minister, and he's like a fucking mess. He looks like Mark Davis from the Raiders is like, that guy's just got like crazy fucking whatever. He's just crazy. And then they have like the guy playing, then they have Kim Jong-un, you know, walk in. And then they got like Trudeau, and Trudeau comes walking in like fucking Gaston from fucking.
Dude, he's just like.
What's up, babe?
He's got like the cool kids table at like all the shit that goes on.
That's
like,
what
I mean,
it was. They were in the lunchroom at the UN or whatever. And
they look over at those chumps and they snicker and they whatever. Like, I would do the same thing. Like, I mean, I don't know.
And now they got Jim Carrey doing Biden. They just signed on Jim Carrey to Joe Biden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they signed him like last week. So I'm very excited to see that.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
What's the take up in like Canada about us?
Tighten up the border. Build a wall.
Like, they're looking down at you guys and being like, it's just really an unfortunate situation.
Literally,
like,
down. I mean, they are there.
Literally, yeah.
Like, you poor guys.
You know, I mean, we read just as much news as you guys probably do, to be honest. I mean, it's just, it's more news up here than what's going on up here, right? And like, you know, you touched on the topic of Trudeau, and as much as like, you know, you guys seem to really love him, and personally, I mean, you know, I mean, he's not perfect, but I mean, there's a lot of people in Canada that look at him like he's another Trump.
Right.
You know? But like, I mean, obviously lesser of the evils is just kind of
now, like, now more of a Trump, like yet on the left side, or like, I mean, is he considered, you know, like,
oh, no, definitely left.
Okay.
He's definitely left. But
he's,
I mean,
just,
you know,
is he's like what us United States people would refer to as a libtard.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, you know, the situation in the States with everything going on, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, that's like really the only word I can come up with is a big capital U. Like,
it's so really weird. So I grew up on the Canadian border in Vermont. And let me just tell you, like, I crossed that border many, many times. And many times I slept in my car in Montreal many, many times. I loved Super Sex, literally the greatest strip club of all time. Like, back in like, dude, like the mid 90s, Club Super Sex, St. Catherine Street, Montreal, was the fucking craziest place that you, it was like $5 lap dances. Like, and there was the conversion to the US dollar was like insane. So it literally like cost you nothing. And you would go up there, they didn't ID, there was no, I mean, it was the wild west of the world. Like,
well, yeah, so Montreal is like that. So Quebec is 18 plus, everywhere else is 19 plus. And honestly, I lived in Ontario where it was 19 plus till I was 18, and then I fucked off to Montreal. So I never really experienced the bar scene very much in Ottawa. I was more of like a rave scene kind of person, because right. They ID you fucking everywhere. And like, I got a fake ID and it only got me so far. But like, everywhere else is pretty strict. Montreal is definitely the loosey-goosey province. The whole country.
I went as a kid. My uncle brought like a bunch of me and my cousins to an Expos game. I was 14, maybe.
Dude, you're old.
Pushing 15.
Who are the Expos?
Oh, guy? Dude.
Those,
so we went, and that was the first legal, illegal beer that I ever bought. I went, I was like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, got up, walked from the stands. One supervisor of us, like me and a couple of my cousins, like slipped out, went to the counter and was just at a baseball game and was like, I want a Molson Triple X or whatever the hell it was. And they're like, boom, here you go, $4. I'm like, we snuck like underneath the bleachers and like drank that shit as fast as we could. And like, but yeah,
well, you know what's funny? Actually, I think now I'm almost 37 years old. I get ID'd more now than when I was 18. Like, I go to liquor store and I get ID'd once every couple of months or so. But yeah, back then it was kind of the Wild West.
It was amazing. So the other thing for us, like we were like half an hour from the Canadian border, 45 minutes. And so when I was in high school, it really relied all around the kid that got held back in like third grade that was like a year older than everybody else. When he got his driver's license, like, he turned 16. The day that motherfucker turned 16, there was like 14 people in his car strapped to the roof, like cruising over the Canadian border. And by the way, pre 9/11, you drove over the Canadian border, like,
yeah.
and you just kept going. Like, there was no like stopping. There was no like checks, no whatever. And you would go over to, I forget the name of the little town, like the first town that you hit, and you'd go straight to the beer store. And dude, you were literally like a bunch of like 15-year-old kids, like rolling through the place. They know where they are and who they are and what it is and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you buy like 7 or 8 cases of beer. You load up the trunk, and then you drove back home. Like, it was.
See, we used to do that when I lived in Ottawa. I was born in Vancouver, but lived high school in Ottawa. And then the moment you were 18, you used to cross the border to go get beer, or if the beer store closes at 6 p.m. in Ottawa, well, beer sold till 11 p.m. at the corner store just across the border. So we used to cruise over there.
Man,
dude, Vancouver's. You think Montreal's fucked up, man? I mean, Vancouver's even more fucked up.
Why?
How do you figure?
I just thought Vancouver was cool. I mean, I used to work with bands, so we would go, and you go into Vancouver, and it was just like, just crazy clubs there and bars, and it was just like a fucking
But Montreal's like dirty. It's like the grittier place. Like it's like Philadelphia versus like, you know,
Vancouver's
Phoenix,
like the New Orleans without good food of Canada.
Well, Vancouver's changed a lot too, right? I mean, that's
I'm talking in the early days before the glaciers like settled and all that shit, and because I knew that was going to be gay, but
Montreal though. I mean, the times that you were mentioning you were coming to Montreal and say Catherine Street and Super Sex actually still exists. It's not open, but the fluorescent lights outside, they're not on anymore, but they're still there. They refuse to tear it down because it's like a landmark.
Dude, it totally is.
We should buy this.
You know that there's also a club. There's also a Club Exotica in Montreal. Like Exotica, spelled out E-X-X-O-T-I-C-A. Like the whole
Is it still open?
Three X's.
Three X's.
Well, he just said EXX.
EXXX.
Oh, look at this. Look at the pro here.
This is coming from a guy who offered $2,000 for our Instagram back and said, that's a two and four zeros. You're like, no, it's not four zeros. It's three zeros. Yeah.
But Montreal, at one point, I read an article at the height of the strip club boom in Montreal, there was 51 or 52 strip clubs along St. Catherine Street. Like, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting a strip club. It's not quite like that anymore. There's a couple strip clubs here still, but, like, people tend to go to the same ones now. There's a couple that are more known, but...
Dude, I spent 1999, New Year's Eve, Montreal. Like, I don't know how I got out of that place alive. Like, it was... It was crazy. I mean, it was definitely our, like, you know, I hear people tell stories. Yeah, I feel like people tell stories about, like, you know, what Times Square was like before it got all cleaned up and like what it was like to go through these places and whatever. Like, I kind of feel that was like my like mid-90s like Montreal experience. It was like, and I haven't been back recently.
My coming of age story.
Dan was riding a dinosaur one time.
I was.
And he saw a future wife, so he tried to lasso them.
Lasso.
Jesus. What is it? Lasso. Lasso.
This is from his parents' argument to me that it's pronounced handkerchief and not chief.
Oh, or like
fire chief.
Fire chief, not
police chief.
There's a dog.
Oh, he's cool.
Look, he looks just like your couch.
Oh my, he's cool looking.
So here's my coming of age story. So going to high school in northern New Jersey, we were maybe a half hour from New York. So we used to cut school, jump on a bus, and go to Times Square, like the Port Authority bus depot. You could drink in the bowling alley there. There's a bowling alley in the Port Authority bus depot.
Okay.
So we would get hammered there. We go walking around Times Square, you know, and go into the peep shows and shit like that. You know, we were all... And my one friends are like, oh, let's get fake IDs. And there's some guy in like a freaking McDonald's there that we tried to get fake IDs from. Oh, yeah, follow me into this alley. Okay, now give me all of your money.
Oh, you got held up?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There's a bowling alley at the bus depot? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm still there, yeah.
I mean, I guess you're like waiting for your bus.
That's like a recipe for getting jacked.
Is there a bowling alley story in your news segment?
Do you want to roll with this, Dan? Okay, so here
here's news.
We're doing this thing called Weekly Update with Jay Handy, not Jack Handy, but Jay Handy nonetheless.
Not Weekend Update. Weekly.
The fact that I have to explain the joke every time means that we should probably rename. Hold on. Almost got him. All right, next time. So. You know, we just like we do this show weekly. We want to make sure that we kind of keep everybody informed and like everybody kind of. What's that?
Just go into the news.
Okay, go into the news. Anyways, so Dan, do you worry that you have more flatulence than normal?
No.
Call it passing gas, breaking wind, or farting. Most healthy people do it between 14 and 23 times a day, says Very Well Health magazine.
Do I need to start counting?
14 to 23 times. So
wait, if it's less, is it bad, or is it worse if it's less, or worse if it's more?
No,
does it count if you want, if you have to, but you keep it in?
Yeah, does the gripping count? Like, come on, we need details.
You know what? No, well, maybe you just like you keep it in while you're awake, and then while you sleep, it all comes out.
Oh, okay.
You ever think about that?
Cliffhanger. So everybody, so we're all going to count our flatulence this week, right? Okay. I want you guys before our show next Friday when we do it. Can you guys just email me and give me your average daily count of flatulence so we can update everybody?
We're moving on. So,
all right, moving on.
Things, Dan. Here's some notes though. Things that can result are things that make you fart more. The number one reason why you fart more is by swallowing air. People don't realize that they swallow air throughout the day, but if you smoke, chew gum, if you suck on hard candy, you drink carbonated drinks, you know, eating food too fast, wearing loose fitting dentures, Dan, you know, you can get, you know, more, you swallow more air. So apparently that's like, you know, whatever. So the other side note to this that I found interesting was that you can't tell anything about the health of somebody by the smell of their farts.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So,
how am I supposed to tell if my friends are healthy or not then?
I mean, I don't know.
You can swallow their comments.
Wait, you care about your friends?
There you go.
All right, moving on. Next story. Titanic disaster may have been sparked by the Northern Lights. There's a new report out a couple of days ago.
The pilot swerved to the iceberg?
No, the famous Titanic disaster may have been triggered by Northern Lights. The glowing aurora that appears in the light.
Hold on, back up. The famous Titanic disaster, is that as opposed to
the unfamous,
not as famous Titanic?
Listen, man, I'm pulling this thing from like chucklehead.com or something. So like, don't be surprised that the writing might be a little bit off. So no, it's not. I just made that one up. The geomagnetic storm behind the lights could have disrupted the Titanic's navigational system and wireless signals when it sank. So maybe they were like, you know, checking out the Northern Lights and, you know, all of a sudden they...
Well, there was that one movie where the guy...
I don't think they were anywhere near where the Northern Lights normally exist.
I don't know. Again, you have to cite chucklehead.com for that. We're just going to move on here.
A very... Back to that guy's dead father on the ham radio.
Something that will come in very handy for all of us here on the Happy Hour Show. Happy Hour-ish with Jay Handy. Cracker Barrel plans to add alcohol to its menu for the first time in the company's history.
I'm still not going to go inside a Cracker Barrel right now.
Not now, but when you do again, there will be booze there waiting.
I like Cracker Barrel.
So, dude, they're...
Oh, I do too, but I don't want to go inside that place right now.
So Cracker Barrel is getting bubbly with its addition of beer, wine, and mimosas to its menu for the first time in the company's 51-year history.
So compare that to another restaurant. Is it like a family restaurant? I have no
it's
idea.
It's like a family breakfast restaurant. Yeah. It's like like when you're driving
like
the
rest
down
the area
when like you're driving down the interstate and like you want to get breakfast and you're traveling, but you're not trying to go to McDonald's or like Burger King. You want to go to a place that you can kind of like at least sit down and like get real food. Okay. That's Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel is very specifically like American Southern.
It's a hillbilly Applebee's.
Yes.
Okay.
With the restaurant is a gift shop that has the most like country knickknack things you could think of. And then like your waffles are like this big. They have like chicken fried steak, which is this big.
Oh, man. This sounds like my kind of place, to be honest.
It's actually very good.
It's...
Cracker Barrel up here is a brand of cheese.
You will get a heart attack though.
I
pretty much flip the coin every time I go in there. Am I gonna survive this? Am I not?
Am I gonna walk out of this?
But you know all what? Right. I will take some salsa.
Are they worth it? I think they are.
So
some extra cheesy grits.
Next up, we have an Oklahoma man accused of leaving a fake bomb outside of a courthouse held on $2 million bond. So this guy. The pretty normal headline, like fucking crazy man leaves a fake bomb outside of a courthouse, right? Now he's held on $2 million bond. Well, what happened was he left this bomb and then he took off in his car driving away. They saw him like leave a suspicious package. They followed him. They pulled him over. When they pulled him over, he had 232 pounds of marijuana in his car. He had $414,000 in cash and an additional $17,000 at his residence and at least 12 pounds of THC wax and 2,000 grams of THC at his home.
How many pounds of marijuana?
232 pounds.
In his car.
In his car. That he drove to drop off a fake bomb at a courthouse.
No, it's like having Jay sit in the passenger
seat. Yeah. Dan, excuse me. It's like Jay minus 10 pounds. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Because of that new bike, right?
But think about this. This guy, I mean, I tried to like square this in my head. Like, he's got enough money and wherewithal to have 232 pounds of marijuana, almost a half a million dollars in cash, and like 20 pounds of like wax THC, but he doesn't have enough sense to not take that stuff with him when he drops off a fake bomb at a courthouse. Like, who does that? He's like the most successful, like idiot that I've ever met before in my life. Like,
maybe it was a cry for help.
Don't do that.
Maybe it was a cry for help. Maybe he wants to be, you know.
So, next up, something that like hits home for Dan and I. Teachers are saying now that parents are drinking, smoking, and appear half dressed in their kids' online classrooms.
Don't blame them at all.
So, like, apparently, like, there's this meeting. And by the way, take this for what it was. This was in Boca Raton, Florida. So, like, it is Florida. Florida is a little bit different than the rest of this country. They do some weird things there. But at the end of the day, apparently they said that they've seen parents, like, smoking joints while their kids were doing their online class. Parents without their shirts on, drinking beers before noon. Apparently noon is like the international marker.
Well, their kids are home. Yeah.
For when you can't do it. Exactly. So that's, and like, you know, joints and cigarettes and the whole thing. Wrapping up, there was the thing that got us to this, which was Cake Boss Buddy, whatever his last name is, Buddy from Jersey, was hospitalized in a bowling accident that severely injured his hand. He got his hand stuck inside of the bowling ball like return machine in his house. The pin setter in his house, like trying to fix it.
And it impaled his hand like three times.
He said that he was unable to remove his hand for nearly 5 minutes while it like randomly went up and down into his hand. So it stabbed him three times until his son ran to the garage and got a saw to cut the pin that actually like was impaling. Okay.
Like, did you get the hand too?
He's got a fucking bowling alley in his house.
Dude, he's like the Italian dude from Jersey. Of course, he's got a fucking bowling alley in his house. Like,
for my birthday, my friends are. I'm gonna name drop. My friends are actually friends with him. And I actually had a Cake Boss cake for my birthday.
What was it?
It was just a cake.
You know,
it wasn't like anything. I fucking love baking, and I make extravagant cakes for my friends, but not as extravagant as this guy.
The real problem is like
April.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
To culinary school, and for her Fork You episode, that's our cooking show. She baked a box cake and did probably the worst job on frosting said cake
ever known to man.
My life.
By the way, before we move on, let me end our Jay Handy news segment with what we do on the weekly, which is the last headline. I'm just going to read the headline and there's no description. So here we go. Woman arrested after leading officers on chase, claiming she had to have a bowel movement and it was her birthday. This has been another episode of Weekly Update with Jay Handy. Thank you so much for tuning in.
This was the news with Jay.
That's right.
I mean, you know what? If it's your birthday, like, I feel like everyone uses birthday as an excuse for everything.
But pooping in a birthday? Like, I have to poop and it's my birthday.
One day.
I've actually told my kids, Dad's speeding right now. If we get pulled over, you say because you're going to go to the bathroom.
And the other one, it's their birthday, right?
No, it's not their birthday,
and they have to go to the bathroom.
You know what the move is? I need my inhaler.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That
is
a
good one. Those, like, they're making me mouth.
You know what I mean? Like, no, you just like, listen, I'm a block away from my house. Like, I, you know.
Sir, I'm looking at your license. You're not a block away from your house.
For two newer inhalers.
That's fine. No, then you. I do have an inhaler though. So see, the key is like,
little kid crying.
You know what? You know what, April? I will send you one of my empties. You just put it in your nightstand, and the next time that this happens, you just go running in.
Perfect. Thank
That's
you.
Right. No problem.
That's what Jake bought in Denver. He bought an inhaler. Well, he got it an inhaler, like a THC inhaler.
Oh.
Yeah, we did our Denver show. We did a trade for $1,000 worth of, like, we took $1,000 off the price of the booth, and they give us $1,000 buying spree into a dispensary there. And we walked in, and you want to talk about, like, you know, walking into a room like ready to go. We were just like, we'll take two of those, three of those, all of those, like, you know, I mean, the order was so big by the time we walked out, we had to seat belt it into the front seat.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Pounds worth of marijuana in your car?
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And then we went and dropped a bomb off in front of the courthouse.
So this was...
That wasn't a news story. You were just trying to brag.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys have booths, like, in a state where it's legalized in order to have booths that sell edibles?
Yeah,
like
we would. You know, most states... Go ahead, Dan. Most states...
Wait, I gotta shut this off.
His ring light.
You're beautiful.
Oh, there you go. That was me. That was me walking out of the place.
Dispensary.
Yep.
You look so happy.
Hold on.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. That was it. Seat belted into the seat. Yep.
Oh,
in the car driving home.
You see that? Then it was.
But do the picture of, like, it fully unloaded sitting on the table.
The best place to go when you're high is Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Can you see it?
Can you see that or no?
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
No.
Man.
No.
Wait.
No.
Is it a raccoon? Uh-huh.
No.
It's a raccoon. It's a fake raccoon.
You got to trust us. It was really funny.
From the bear.
Hey, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
Bye.
This is the worst best show ever.
I get to do that.
That's what our $1,000 haul looked like.
Oh, my God.
So, while Jay's going to the bathroom. Oh,
yeah, so, it's like we have speed booths up here in we have conventions in Toronto, and they're much smaller compared to Exotica, but we do have the weed booths, and that was my favorite new integration to conventions. It's like, holy crap, I can get all my edibles while I'm here.
Nah, they can't sell our show.
How come they can't sell at the show? Because it's porn, or?
No, just because they're only allowed to sell in their location, so they can't do anything. Yeah, they're, like, so highly regulated. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they can't advertise on billboards. Wherever they advertise, they have to prove that it's...
To sell?
What?
Is it possible for the convention itself to get a permit to sell?
No, it's crazy. It's so regulated. And like you know, we've done shows where it's legal, you know, in Denver. We did a couple of shows. We did Portland. You know, hopefully in about a month or and a half, it'll be legal in New Jersey. For adult use, too. So
like,
that would be dope.
Like, I went to Vancouver, I picked up a bunch of stuff, and I was like, shit, I gotta fly home. So I looked it up, and you can actually fly with 30 grams of pot on you without even declaring it. Just like, boop, in my backpack, my carry-on, whatever. I was like, sweet.
It's in the United States now, it's to a point where you don't, like, nobody's trying to bust you with it. Like, yeah. I mean, unless you're in the South or the Bible Belt or, like, in places that, like... You gotta be a little bit smarter about, like...
Gummies and edibles and stuff, like, there's... No,
I've brought a bunch, you know, I throw stuff in my check bag, and then I'll always get like the little like thing, like, hey, TSA went through your bag, you know, whatever, everything's still there, like, you know.
It's... Yeah, I was gonna say
that, and it's just a bunch of like sex toys and lingerie, and like, TSA went through your bag. I'm like, hope you had a good time.
I can only imagine.
So that's actually that should have been a good question for Cats Curious, but we got to bring up our next thing, Jay. Our next little segment here is Cats Curious. You got your little graphic, Jay?
Oh, it's going.
All right. So Kathy is my lovely girlfriend and, I'm sorry, partner. We decided to start using the term partner because it's more exclusive.
No, inclusive, Dan. It's inclusive. That's how that works.
No, but it's not, whatever. fucking gonna try and paint me as a homophobe then.
He's old. Anyway, you know what? It happens with old people. It's...
She has interesting questions, you know, just about the industry and things. Because, you know, she's not in the industry and I've been doing this for far too long. So she'll just ask me questions. And sometimes it's questions I can answer. Sometimes it's questions I can't answer. So her question this week that Kat's curious about is, have you guys, and it's probably more for April, but you've done a lot of movies. Have you ever gone to a set or worked with somebody and shit just got so fucking weird that you wanted to, like, that you were either A, scared, or B, wanted to, like, kill them?
Yeah, I'll let April take this one.
I added the kill before.
Emotions, but I do have, like, because I get this question a lot. Like, everybody always wants, like, what are your crazy, like, stories on set or something like that? And I know the different girls have, like, many, and I just have one. But I think it's a good one because okay. It's very weird and uncomfortable. And I've never had any other experience like it besides this one. So I just have the one.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to see Dan be uncomfortable. It makes me happy.
No, we don't want to hear it, April.
Okay.
So anyways, moving on.
It's very gross. And it's very...
poop story?
Huh?
Is it a poop story?
No. But there is period blood involved.
Okay.
Ooh.
You have me intrigued now.
It's going to break the fourth wall for you, and I'm very sorry. Okay. As far as, like, watching some porn scenes, it might ruin a little bit for you. But it's my one story, and I've told it many times. You guys want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
So I must have been in the industry for, like, a year, maybe a little bit less then. And I was only doing girl at the time, and I got booked for a lesbian bukkake scene, which was squirting. Which was my first experience with squirting. I didn't even know that was a thing that people could do.
Is it pee?
I had no idea. I was like 22.
Okay.
So they booked me for it, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't think I can do it. They're like, it's fine. They'll fake it for you. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. I'll go. So I get there and it's 14 girls. So there's one person that's going to be taking the bukkake, and then there's 13 other girls doing it to them.
Was, like, the bukkake receiver designated before you got there? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So three of the 14 girls were going to be receivers. And everybody else was going to be givers.
That's about 25% if you're playing at home, folks.
So, we all get there and we're like, it's like a group thing. And they're like, okay, these are the whatever.
That's math, you know, storytelling.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I'm sorry, April. Go ahead.
The first sign of there being a problem was when we got there, they were like, they, like, gathered everybody and said that, like, okay, these are girls. If you can't do it, if you can't actually squirt, this is how we're going to do it. You can either pee or you can we'll put, like, a douche of water and you'll hold it and we'll say go. And then you can just kind of, like, you know, to make it look like you're, like, push, hold and push real fast. Rub and it'll make it look like you're squirting, kind of thing.
Fourth wall.
So we'd prefer it. I told you it was a weird story. It's made it so much worse. I'm so sorry.
Please continue.
They were like, we'd prefer it if you either can authentically do it or pee. So we have a fridge full of water.
Why not the douche? Well, I mean, why is the douche the bad one?
What?
You gotta get the angle, the proper angle, so you don't see it and stuff. It's more of a pain in the ass, I would imagine.
I like that she already knows the answer to that question. It's just like...
Stop. Continue.
So they tell us there's a fridge full of water and beer for us to help the process. First bad sign. You shouldn't be giving your performers alcohol on set. Yeah. Much less encouraging them to drink it. So one of the receivers, or one of the givers,
we'll call her Sue,
dove right into the beer. I'm pretty sure she was on some other things.
Okay.
Because she was very
thirsty.
Yes.
Tweaky.
And very just kind of not entirely there.
Okay.
So anyway, fast forward. We get the first two done, and it's all faked. And then this girl was one of the receivers, but during the second to last, she was the first receiver. And then in the second, she was a giver. And she couldn't do it, so they faked it, and they pumped her up with some water.
Okay.
And she held it, and then when they said go, she pushed it out. She didn't tell anybody she had a tampon in, so it just went flying in this other girl's face.
You got a bleeder!
They were all just like, cool. This girl, who was very drunk and very,
what the hell was that?
Was so embarrassed that she kind of like ran off. And she was supposed to be, the last receiver of the day.
God, please, no,
and so she ran off.
No.
And then like we couldn't find her for a while. And then somebody found her absolutely passed out on the couch. Like she had like drank too much beer and then just like straight up passed out on the couch. So they were trying to convince other girls that were there because they needed one last receiver to, like,
do it.
They were, like, going around asking every girl, like, are you willing to, like, 13 girls squirting in your face? I'm just like, no, I'm not. Like, an extra 1,000. I'm like, no.
And you had to have how many girls do it?
13.
13. Wow.
And
so that's my only, like, bad experience on set. That's just the wildest roller coaster, and I've never encountered anything else that even compares. So
somehow, that Scariest Jay has turned into tell us your grossest story.
we're gonna call the end of that one. That was that. We're gonna segue out of Cat's Curious.
Yeah, we're done with that.
To be honest with you,
I tried to warn you guys. I truly did.
No. It's better than the poop story we've heard. And believe me, we've all heard those stories. Some of us...
You should tell your poop story. You should tell our poop story.
Oh, all right, so you guys got to decide. You got to vote on this. So there's two stories.
Okay.
Which one's more gross? Okay?
God, okay. Please just make me feel better about mine.
No, these are pretty disgusting. So we were doing our show in Miami, and our show in Miami used to be in South Beach. Mm-hmm. And our hotels are all spread out. They're the boutique hotels on Collins Ave, which is like the main drag down there, right? So one night, this one girl who shall remain nameless, who is known for anal scenes, I'll leave it at that, went out, got completely fucked up. The next thing you know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and a cab, like fucking guys going crazy when they're outside the hotel, and just about, yo, you shit my cab. She like shit all over the cab.
Oh, no.
Then she goes, and they get her out of the cab or whatever, and she sits outside the hotel. And on the road, you know, they all have their furniture and stuff.
No.
But it was in Vegas. Wait, oh,
no, more, huh? This was in Miami Beach.
Oh, my God. There's two.
There's more than one story. Yeah.
It's... Oh, God.
I just wonder if it's the same girl. If the location got changed or something.
Wait, as Dan said, when.
Outside the place, like Rick James, like, fuck your couch. Just it, going crazy on that shit, right? Shit all over the fucking couch. Shit all in the lobby. The next morning, so I get up, you know, we get up and we start the show early. I don't, you know, this. I come down because I'm in the hotel. Jay's across the street at the South Seas. I'm at the fucking Catalina across the street, you know, where, you know, everybody else was staying. And, you know, I got to deal with this. And the manager's going nuts. I see people mopping, people hosing down
the dude, the whole place is like literally like right roped off so that nobody could like go near it or whatever. And there was like,
from
the curbside to the lobby, like inside, right, there was a trail that just
we
led
didn't have that much poop
led the whole way. Well, no. Wait, I'll,
going on here.
Let me take it from here, Dan. The next step up from this was the next morning, we have a group of guys that we lovingly refer to as our gophers, and they're basically like our just dudes in town that, like, you know, you guys have seen them, like, they pick you up at the air hotel to, like, bring you over to the convention center or whatever. They're the guys running back and forth. So we sent one of them, or a couple of them, to go check on this person. And when they walked in the next morning into their room, they got the key card, like, we got them in. There, apparently, everything that happened outside of their hotel room, like, from the curb to the inside, continued in the room. And it went all four walls, like, just fully, like, the full meltdown. So apparently, the word on the street was, after it all went down, was that they had filmed an anal scene earlier that day. And when they did, they took, like, a muscle relaxant. And then they went out and got shit-faced that night. And literally. And that shit happened. You know what I mean? And that shit happened. Like, literally.
Story.
It was
pretty.
Story number two wasn't an Exotica thing. It was another event in Tampa years ago. And everybody stayed at this, like, horrible, horrible hotel. It was like a Best Western. And right next door to the hotel is the Dollhouse, the famous strip club.
Okay.
So evidently, the totally different star. And this show actually made the girls, like, share rooms, which we don't.
Oh.
But anyway, the girls shared rooms. So her and another, they were both contract girls for a company. So I'll leave that little hint there. Anyway, this one goes over to the Dollhouse. She's there, fuck this. I'm going out. It's my birthday, which it totally was not.
birthday month.
Over to the freaking, you know, strip club. She ends up picking up some random civilian dude. Brings him back to the room where her roommate and this guy that was kind of like, you know, her down low boyfriend, they're sleeping in the next bed. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And they start hearing, like, you know, like, eat my pussy, like, you know, like, you're, you know, like, you mean it or something to the guy. And now they're starting to think, like, the roommate is, like, thinking, like, wait, she's on her fucking period. Then they hear them fucking over there and going crazy. And she's just, like, totally degrading this guy. He's there, like, you know, he comes, whatever. She's like, get the fuck out of here, you know, throws the guy out of the room. The next morning, like, they wake up and, you know, the girl's already gone. Who knows where she went? But they said the bed, her side of the room.
Oh, no.
Like a crime scene. They said they had never seen so much blood. It literally looked like somebody got murdered there.
Okay, if you're asking which story is the grossest one, definitely the first one.
Oh, yeah.
The poop.
No question.
Dude, it's, you know, poop ain't nothing to fuck with.
You have to pay for the sheets if you get period blood on them. Like,
at hotels? I don't think so.
I don't think so, because I leave red hair and I on shit all the time.
I mean,
go on to the podcast.
Which one?
And ask and do April's Curious.
There you go.
That's a good idea. I'll just start asking weird questions.
I don't think that you would. I mean,
shit. I come up with some weird ass questions.
April, you've traveled like a million, you know, you traveled all year long. Like, I mean, like, it's bound to happen, especially if you get any in bed and, like, what, you know, like, I mean, so they've never charged. I've never seen a charge on a hotel room, and I know I've, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
my vagina has bled in a hotel room before.
That's because you went on your Peloton before it.
My Peloton. Or it's like a fucking, class. Like a Peloton.
So April, so probably the most annoying question you probably get is how you got your name, which any moron knows that it was after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? But were you like a huge turtle fan?
Yeah, the cartoon was like very important to me when I was a kid. The cartoon and then the movies. I still love the movies. I don't care how shit they are.
I looked at a little quiz because I clicked on your name. Like, we were trying to find like a cool little video of you, and it just kept taking me to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You are so hard to search for sometimes.
So ready? How up are you on TMNT trivia? Do you think you can pass the test?
I'll try.
Find out with this epic quiz. Who are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles named after?
Famous painters.
Correct. More specific.
Renaissance.
More specific. What nationality?
Italian?
Very good.
You just made her thread that needle. Jesus Christ. What was Renoir's shoe size?
What kind of animal is he?
Wait, what?
Who is the turtle's father figure and what kind of an animal is he?
Splinter, he's a rat.
Very good.
These are easy.
Seriously. What is their favorite food? Oh my God, that's so easy. Pizza.
Did you not read this ahead of time? Did you not?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But here, what is Michelangelo's weapon of choice?
Nunchucks.
Come on, these are so easy.
What is April O'Neil's job?
Porn star.
No, porn star.
God, I wish. Wait, is that an option? Tell me that's not. Wait, are these multiple choice? Tell me that's not an option.
What is Krang? You want the options?
No. The April O'Neil question.
No, it's not porn star. It's not.
Okay. Okay. Because I have this weird, like, kind of level of, like, achievement where, like, if you look up April O'Neil, like, I come up.
Yeah, and no, so, it's
like,
true.
Every once in a while, there's these things where, like, I get included in April O'Neil.
You get, like, you're, like, tagged or something? Like, oh, my God, you know? When I went to pull, like, look for video to pull or whatever, and when I typed in, I realized I typed in April O'Neil in YouTube, and I'm like, all right, here we go. And, you know, a lot of it was Ninja Turtle stuff, and you're all up on the first page. And I'm like, oh, okay, like... And then I had to like narrow it down from there. You are a hard person to Google when it comes to that stuff, though, because there is like, I mean, literally you're surfing through like Ninja Turtle porn.
That was slightly on purpose when I started. Yeah. Like I kind of thought that if I picked a different name, I'd be like, it was this weird mix of like, okay, it'll be harder to find me.
Right.
But also like, if you know the name, like you'll kind of get a vibe of like,
or just the kickoff from what you get of people not, and all of a sudden being like, "Oh, wait a second, you know, like, dude, if you're Googling April O'Neil, then like, if you don't know about you, you'd be excited probably to find out about you."
What is Krang?
Krang. He's the brain dude.
Brain guy that lives in the man's stomach.
Yeah. Ah.
He's a villain.
Who is the leader? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Leonardo.
That's okay.
That can be a trick question.
The answer is Leonardo, but some might say Raphael.
Do you agree or disagree?
It's very debatable. Well, I think Leonardo.
I want to hear the debate for Raphael, though. Why would he be the leader?
He's just always so fucking like...
Like, chill, like, okay, let's gloss over and do the next thing. Like,
no, Raph is very much like, guys, let's do the thing. This is what we should do, and we should just go. He's very headstrong and stubborn, and Leo is very much just like, okay, listen, strategy.
Right.
The stupidest thing about this quiz, though, and I wish you guys could see it, is what does the vigilante Casey Jones always wear? They show a picture of the guy
in the quiz.
In the quiz.
What's the multiple? The answer? Is it multiple choice?
Yeah, a pair of wellies, a hockey mask, a jockstrap, or an Apple Watch.
Okay, it's the hockey mask.
No, I'm just saying, like, they should show a fucking picture of him.
Hockey mask and those gray sweatpants.
I mean, it's just...
You didn't even answer the question.
What?
Oh, my God. It was just ridiculous. I don't know, Jay.
Is that the...
What's up?
Are you going to settle our debate of Leo versus Raphael?
Oh, look at that thing.
Oh, there we go. What a terrible hockey mask. Like, give me a break.
Should I go get mine?
Your hockey mask? Oh my God. Well, hockey mask, yeah. This thing has been completely and utterly fun. I mean.
Oh, that's the word you'd use to describe it?
Talk about?
It's been a roller coaster of a good time.
Yeah, it really has. There's been some poop.
We got to tear down some fourth wall shit because, yeah, we always ask the girls that are publicists, what do they want to talk about? April, just like nothing. I just want to drink my old fashioned. Yeah. You know, Mel writes, I'm open to anything. Actually, let me know if I'm allowed to talk about an upcoming podcast show that I'm hosting. Yeah. It's being shot right now. I can't even release the name of it, so I won't be talking too much about it, LOL. Just an upcoming podcast project exists. and that I've interviewed some major stars. But again, I can't say who.
I want to talk about a thing that I can't talk about.
Yeah. So, well, actually, it's called, this is the first time we're releasing the name. It's called Sex Tales. Right. It's actually sponsored by Chatterbait.
Oh.
And we've shot a few episodes already, and with some like seriously major stars. I'm so thankful to have had a chance to talk to some of these people. One is just like a complete powerhouse, like from like glamour days back in like the late 90s, early 2000s. We have another model that I absolutely love. She's super current and I have a high amount of respect for. We have a couple really cool ones lined up in the next few weeks. But it's going to be aired for the first time on a YouTube channel called Camming Life. So youtube.com/cammingLife in the first week of October. I think it's the week of October 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it's been like a new endeavor, something to kind of get me out of my day-to-day like COVID vibe. It's been really interesting. Like I'm genuinely enjoying the research and talking to these people. It's been fun.
And by the way, Cam or Chatterbait is the shit. You know, I mean, they just like they're
love Chatterbait.
I fucking love them. Like yeah. I worked on a couple campsites before doing the full-time thing, you know, in 2012 with Chatterbait. And like, honestly, I've never looked back. Like, I love the people behind it. I love the platform. I love the community. They're fucking great.
They've been a long time.
All the companies, like we've been blessed with hashtag blessed. Living my best life. YOLO. We've been like, you know, blessed though to have like some really cool exhibitors and sponsors. And, you know, obviously, you know, Chatterbait's, you know, one of our, like, VIP and stage sponsors, big part of the show, and My Free Cams are presenting sponsors for the show, and Cam 4.
You know what's awesome all those guys are, they're, like, friends of ours at this point. Yeah. You know, I mean, and, like, we've hung and, like, you know, as our show has grown, you know, their sites have grown. I mean, we were around long before there were webcam companies. And, you know, literally, MyFreeCams had a 10x10 booth at our show 1 year when they first started. You know, Chatterbait had the same thing probably.
Look, Chatterbait, I think the first show I ever went to in Canada with Chatterbait, I think our booth was like six people wide and like half as, like it was just like the tiniest little thing. Yeah. But
and
to
now,
see that in Canada, big deal. It was like, holy crap, what the fuck, there's half naked girls at this convention, what's going on? And now like, you know, sponsors have huge like new booths, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, and they've been awesome and obviously super supportive through this year. You know, it when we, these guys are like, you know, our biggest sponsors, and at the end of the day, like to have them actually calling and checking in on us and being like, hey, how are you guys, you know, it's pretty wild. You know, we have relationships with these guys that go a long ways back. The very first Chicago I ever did was hanging out with Shirley, and we did this thing. By the way, I would recommend it for anybody in Chicago once the Rona's gone. We got on the train or coming in from Rosemont, and we stopped at every stop along the way, and we'd step out and we'd go to the closest bar and we'd get a drink. And then we'd get back on the train, and you'd go another stop, and you'd get out, and you'd find another bar, and you'd get a drink.
When was this? I wasn't there.
This was this was the very first Chicago show.
I was at the very first Chicago show.
Can we all do that the next Chicago show?
Dude, it was amazing, and it was funny because that was like, I want to say the first show that Chatterbait had done, or like around the first show, and it was the first time we met those guys, and like had such a blast and kind of like a melding of the minds that like it's
Shirley's a riot. Like, honestly, Shirley's the best.
She's
the best. I went to a 2013 Chicago show, and I'll say that I'll welcome a new experience. It was my first convention period in 2013. And I ended up going into town, but I wish I was more like, I kind of went into town with a girlfriend of mine. It was cool and everything, but like, I would love to experience this train with multiple drinks on the way into town. Like, where did that train end up? Did you guys go out when you got into town?
I don't, you know, honestly, I don't even remember.
I
don't even remember by the end of it. I think that was the whole point. Like, we literally made our way into the city. I think we had dinner once we got there, and God knows what happened after that. That was.
Yeah, I think like my favorite trip with Chatterbait went to Barcelona in 2017 for the Live Cam Awards.
Yep.
And like, what an experience. I mean, I'm telling you.
April's there. I'm like signing up for Chatterbait now.
Well, actually, I'm not sure. There's like a little award beside the one that's shining right there. That's actually why I was out there.
And congratulations.
Thank you. And honestly, it was unbelievable. Me and my partner, my husband, we both went up there, and like the time difference, like we came back without jet lag at all, because their schedule in Barcelona is like you're eating dinner at like 10 or 11 p.m. Like basically we would wake up at 1 p.m.
Otherwise you're fucked.
Yeah, well, no, we were just waking up at 1 p.m. and then going to like 7 a.m. and then crashing for a few hours and doing it all over again. So we completely bypassed jet lag, and we were just partying like kings and queens. Like, honestly, the food we ate, the places we went, everything was just so memorable. And it was
nude beaches?
No, it was April when we went, so it was kind of chilly. Me and my partner did kind of wander off and go to like that little club corner where they have like four or five
CJ partner
there. Yeah.
But, no, because I'm used to saying partner. I say husband a lot, but partner is, like you say, more inclusive.
No, that's not what they said the reason was, but
partner is more like teammate. Like, you guys are like getting shit
boyfriend,
done.
Boyfriend or girlfriend is just like kind of, it's, you know, it's childish.
It's not this childish. It's just not as serious as like what partner.
We've been together for like 9 years, so calling her my girlfriend's kind of fucking silly.
Well, I think the partner is just more like it's a more gender friendly term, and I think most people are just kind of starting to get used to getting in that habit rather than labeling somebody you might be misgendering, you know.
So we'll have to check the podcast when that comes on. I mean,
April, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, April, where can everybody find you on social media? And like, any new projects you're up to right now?
No, I'm just really happy that I have aprilo'neil.com now.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
That's mine. You can just go to aprilo'neil.com.
How long was that a struggle?
Yes. It wasn't a struggle. It just wasn't available for a long time.
Even though I have your website right now, it's hey, it's April O'Neil. So yeah, don't listen to like, us. It's yeah. April well, O'Neil, just straight April up April O'Neil.
Is like I actually just have it as like a placeholder for like a link tree right now. So okay. I just have like my OnlyFans, my socials, like different stuff. So I'm still building like an actual website, but
well, you right got now, the domain.
AprilO'Neil.com has all of the links you could ever need to find me literally anywhere.
Nice.
We have them up here right now too, where they can find you on everything. And then, and by the way, speaking of like that, she got that back. Get us our fucking Instagram back. $2,000.
That's four zeros.
If you're, you know, in Canada, we'll pay $2,000 Canadian if you prefer that.
Okay.
If you filthy diseased American money.
That, then that's fine.
So get I don't us care our what Instagram it takes. Back. Somebody out there, please.
Just start a GoFundMe. I'll put in money for that.
I want that shit.
No, we're willing to pay. We just got to. The problem is you got to find the right person.
Make sure you put it into an escrow account so Jay doesn't like waste it on fucking digital cyber currency. Bitcoin,
baby. Bitcoin. Here we go.
Magic beans.
That's right. That's right.
God. And Mel, where can everybody find you?
Where can everybody find me? At Melody Kush on Twitter and Instagram. I'm trying so hard to revive my Instagram, but just like you, I was deleted. I only got my account back because I did like a media interview with Vice about wrongful deletion, and then suddenly my account reappeared after like a year. But I just up like a point, whatever number, like 100 followers. I just went up, and it took me like fucking 6 months to do that because it's so limited. But anyways, you can follow me there. Definitely follow Camming Life on Twitter at Camming Life and youtube.com/Camming Life for the podcast coming up. My OnlyFans, of course, at Melody Kush or OnlyFans.com/Melody Kush. And right now, MelKush.com is my current subscription website for all my videos and stuff. But like April, I'm currently building in the back end kind of a landing page for all my links, and that's going to replace.
Is this you?
That's me, babe. That is the real me.
By the way, Mel has what many adult stars don't have. It's like it usually you got to go OG style to have a list of your usernames. What it is? It's literally Melody Kush. Like, you know, well, aside from the website, Mel Kush. But like,
well, it's actually kind of a weird story. It was not supposed to happen like that. I have like 3 or 4 different versions of my business cards that I'm going to ceremoniously torch one day.
Right.
Like I have like my Twitter used to be Melody's Mixtape for about 7 years, and 3 years ago I got deleted. I had 114,000 followers, poof. And I ended up getting at Melody Kush because one of my fans, who we no longer speak anymore, unfortunately, but he kind of saw that I didn't have the Melody Kush Twitter, because I signed up for Twitter long before I was Melody Kush. I was just Melody for years.
Right.
So he forked over that Twitter when I lost it. So thank fuck for that. I got that. And then I had my Twitter, my Instagram. I got my Instagram back. So I got that back.
Dude, it's legit. And it's impressive.
I'm so jealous you got your Instagram back. I would tip to get mine back.
We got it.
On Instagram, we are on Instagram in another form, in a higher form of Jay, turn around and point at Mr. Zilla. Follow that on Instagram, please.
What?
Next, this is our apparel brand. We're doing some cool shit with shirts. Hopefully, maybe we can have you guys on a shirt if you guys get us some cool ass images. But next week, we are launching on October 1st.
Okay.
So everybody go follow that, because we're going to have some big thing. That's us, Mr.
That's
Zilla.
It.
MrZilla.com. The website is launching next Thursday, October 1st. And to celebrate on the happy hour-ish next Friday, we have definitely a couple confirmed and some special guests. We have the one and only Tara Patrick.
Ooh.
Sunshine. Nice. Hopefully Brandy Love is going to be here, and Jillian Jansen. They're part of the initial launch of some of the images on some of our designs and shirts. Nice. But maybe we'll have some other special guests stopping by. They're doing some stuff with Mr. Zilla. So tune in next week on that, or listen up in podcast land, because we are also, we're legit. We're on iTunes and Spotify and all that shit with this thing too. So
yeah, it's.
Congrats, dudes.
It's actually, we're having fun with this, you know.
You've
and this
come
was
so
like,
far in the last 6 months.
I know. We've grown up. Now only if we could make money. That
by the way,
doesn't
again,
away.
You saw the picture, right? Like, the last time that Dan and I, that was...
I know you guys were talking about a picture. I didn't see it, but I remember it.
It's terrifying. Yeah, I look...
Full-on beard. I looked like Santa Claus. It was just getting
oh, my
bad.
God. Anyways.
Looks like a homeless
person. It's a different look for sure.
Well, thank you guys. This was awesome. April was awesome. You know, both of you, actually. We've done episodes of Exotica TVs with both of you guys, and, I was excited to be able to kind of come back and do this. Hopefully,
count your farts starting tomorrow, Friday.
Oh, yeah. We want those emails.
I'm just gonna send them to Melody and not you guys.
Put it on OnlyFans.
This is the basis of our friendship now. We've met so close.
Everybody, thank you for all the supporters out there. Everybody, go to at Exotica, obviously, but ExoticaExpo.com. You know, hopefully we'll have some good news coming soon, but we do have our 2021 dates announced. We'll have some more news coming about our DC, show in December coming up soon. Not looking good, but wear your fucking mask.
Seriously.
The
news story that I held out was the CDC said that if every single person wore a mask for 6 to 12 weeks, the entire system would be relatively fixed. Think about that.
Wear your mask.
Wear the fucking mask.
Fucking vote.
Yeah. And vote.
Because, guys, you can't even move to Canada anymore. They don't want us. We're not allowed there.
It's very true.
You wear your mask and you vote appropriately, you know?
There you go.
Melody, I know you have a husband. Do you need a wife? I volunteer.
Yes.
Oh, come on. We could definitely use the wife up here.
I'd like too to sign much. Up, please.
So we better get going. Melody's audio's going to shit, I think.
Her audio died. All right, cool.
Sound like a robot. But guys, for Melody, April, myself, and Jay, thanks for joining us. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Later.